This is Jan Swift, and you're listening to Discover Lafayette, a show dedicated to the people and rich culture of Lafayette, the gateway to South Louisiana. Now, let's talk health insurance. As business owners nationwide have learned how high their 2018 health insurance costs would be, some have considered providing different types of coverage for their employees. With rate increases in the double digits, many business owners are rethinking their strategies and choosing alternatives, such as paying for claims themselves or adding health services that can lower cost. I'd like to find out what the trends are locally, and I've invited Mark Mouton, Vice President for Insurance Resource Group's Lafayette Market, to join us today. Many of you know Mark from his service as City Parish Councilman, representing District 7 in Lafayette for two terms. He's also a member of Crime Stoppers Citizen Board of Directors, and he's been active with the Red Cross and the Cajun Navy. Mark's focus is on providing cost-effective solutions to his clients, and I'm hoping we can all learn something today, Mark,
to help us
save on the bottom line. Welcome to Discover Lafayette.
What a great time to be here at the inaugural show, and thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to sharing some of the ideas and some of the things that are being done in the marketplace to help business owners and individuals. Let's not forget about the sole proprietors, the mom and pops, and the self-employed. So,
you know, that really is my focus. I want to hear about all types of insurance, big and small businesses. But the small business person in particular has been devastated by the cost of insurance. And I know that they don't have to provide, if you're under 50 employees.
Under 50, you're not required to provide
but
it.
But people want to provide that.
Oh, sure. And
for their
employees. You know, the idea that all small business owners is, you know, the previous administration sort of put them in a box and said that, you know, it was going to be the part of the government to step in. Well, you know, that really, in theory, wasn't true. Small business owners are not bad people. They understand the importance of having good employees. And in fact, you saw lesser benefits or a lesser benefit package with some of the larger companies than you did with the small ones.
Let's talk about that. What do you see locally? I know you service at your company, Insurance Resource Group. You help all size businesses.
From individuals on up to, you know, groups and with 1,000 or more in multi-states and multi-sites. So we really do. We really see the gambit from the husband and wife, the individual, or the retiree, the early retiree, on up to the CEO, the CFO, who have to make decisions that affect maybe 600 or 800 employees, 900 employees, plus dependents, plus dependents and spouses. So I will tell you that in the last couple of years, it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge to try to stay one step ahead of the carrier requirements and the requirements put forth under the Affordable Care Act.
I've seen it from all angles. My husband has a small law firm, you know, where healthcare costs really eat into the bottom line. I've also worked under a large company's umbrella where we had Blue Cross of South Carolina insurance, actually, with a health savings account, and every wellness visit was covered. And I'd like to start, maybe if you can talk about, what is the typical small business? What are we looking at today if somebody wants to provide a basic basic health insurance coverage? What is the minimum that someone can do to really give their employees coverage?
What we've done is let's start out with the individual. Let's just start out with the person who you're working for yourself or as a sole employee, if you will. Used to be that you could buy an individual plan that would cover yourself and your children and your family, and you could do that at a rate of around maybe $400 to $600 a month. Now, not going to say how old you are, Jan, but I don't know where we'd be categorized.
Risk, yeah.
But I will tell you that looking at a quote just actually coming over here, a male, age 56, a wife age 55, and three children, $4,500 deductible plan with no copay, no $15, $20 office copay, and no prescription drug card. So basically a bare-bones catastrophic medical plan, if you will. And that premium was $2,200 a month, $2,265 a month.
Yeah.
So what's happening is in the middle class, these healthcare costs are creating an economic depression within that middle class, and that's what it's done. So what we were able to do with this gentleman is we had him form an LLC, which you know a lot about, and then add his wife as a sole member of the LLC. Well, by doing that, they become an entity, a legal entity in Louisiana, mm-hmm. and instead of being put under the individual mandate for health costs, you take the same employee and put him under a group, and now the premium drops to about $1,400 a month.
Just because of that legal entity.
Right. So,
which we could all do for $100.
Absolutely.
You know,
but that's not the broker purview. That's not what we did. That's not what we did.
Right.
But we tested it. I don't really care what the carriers think. The carrier mm-hmm. thinks that if it's a legal entity, then it's a group insurance plan.
Right.
So people now are taking these additional steps, which were unheard of mm-hmm. just even 3 or 4 years ago. But it does work. A lot of independent physicians, this is where we've really seen the most, these ER physicians that work as contractors, independent contractors in the emergency room. And contrary to popular belief, you know, they don't make $7 million a year and mm-hmm. Et cetera. But as an independent contractor, you work on an hourly basis.
Right.
You're not part of the hospital group insurance. You're not part of your company's insurance. You're an independent contractor. And so it's provided great benefit, and not just in the physician marketplace, but just for individuals as well. So to your listeners that are out there, you can go on the website, the Secretary of State website, and mm-hmm. I think in 15 minutes you can, you too can be a corporation.
You can incorporate for about $100 mm-hmm. and you get your own tax ID number and you're set to go. And maybe
Absolutely.
Do anything else that's lawful under Louisiana law.
Well, we certainly have to say that we want you to, you know, consult your tax advisor and your attorney before doing so, but it does work. And I don't think that, as I said, I don't think under the premise of the Affordable Care Act, which really sort of led to where we are now, mm-hmm. that was part of the, that was never thought of it. The free market is going to find a way, not around it, but they're going to find a way to reduce these costs. And we have to. We've got to reduce these costs.
Right.
When your health insurance premiums are more than your mortgage, it's just a...
People can't afford it because their mortgages
are
already too high.
They can't.
So, Mark, we're talking about a small business owner or just an individual. You and I discussed privately that some people look at paying cash for... health care.
Sure.
So we have to be insured. That's correct, right?
We
are legally mandated to be insured. But I know, and I've heard people say this, if you call and say, I'll pay cash for a procedure, you might get a better rate from your health care provider.
Well, and what's happening is, the hospital is no different. Your physician is no different. We've got this myth, and we've wrapped the insurance companies around anything to do with healthcare. But, you know, and you're right. I will tell you that some of the largest employers, largest companies, 5 to 10,000, mm-hmm. actually have formed alliances with these. They call them centers of excellence hospitals. And what that means, let's just say, for example, a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very large diesel engine firm, which is worldwide. And I was in their break room one day having some work done on a motorhome that we have. And I read in the break room the list of procedures that if you selected one of their centers of influence, your cost was zero.
Really?
You paid nothing.
So it's a contract relationship?
It's a contract, and you completely uh-huh. exclude the insurance company from it because the whole PPO network, if you really peel back the onion, you pay more to be in a PPO network, and that's a fact. That'll be for a later show. But once again, the employee elects to go to one of these centers of influence, and his or her cost for the knee replacement is zero.
Uh-huh.
So you're seeing more and more of that. It's called direct contracting.
Because we're just not used to that. Like you're used to pulling out your insurance card and just, paying your copay.
We're very, very poor negotiators when it comes mm-hmm. to healthcare. Mm-hmm. You'll go to Best Buy, and I've seen people in with a phone where they'll scan the price of something, and you'll go to the car lot and you'll haggle over a car deal.
Or even other types of health care. Like, I'm talking for women out there, if I want something cosmetic, you know what I'm saying? Like these little enhancements that people talk about, we don't know about them personally. But you do look at what it costs, because it's not covered by insurance. So the bottom line does matter. But then we have delegated our whole health care expenses on I guess wellness visits and mammograms and all
those different tests
that we need.
Those were mandated parts of the Affordable Care Act, as was guaranteed issue coverage. And I have to tell you that those are two components of that we supported, that I did personally. And these are just my views as a broker. You shouldn't be excluded because you were born with a genetic heart murmur.
Right.
You shouldn't be excluded from care. And clearly, the health benefit, the mandated coverage for OB-GYN visits and mammograms, pap smears, physicals, colonoscopy, those things which are all covered, are preventive. And those are good things. And I can tell you, I've actually seen the results.
Better outcomes.
When something is found in its infancy, it doesn't become a big claim.
So. Right.
But it just goes back to where the free market is going to, and the business community and business owners are going to find a way around it. You know, the average so-called PPO discount nationwide is that, employers roughly pay about 2.6 times or greater than what Medicare pays.
For the same procedure.
Right. And it varies given where you are. So, that's when you're seeing that the direct contract, municipalities, especially school boards and local governments, where it used to be, you may remember the days when they said, well, you don't really make a lot of money working for this governmental entity, but the benefits are good.
Right.
But you got good benefits. Well, it's not true anymore.
Right.
It's not true anymore.
Let's take a break right now, Mark. Hold that thought, because I do want to get into healthcare savings accounts and other things with you. But we're going to take a break and thank our sponsors. This is Jan Swift with Discover Lafayette.
KRVS listeners pay attention to quality. They look for quality in their work and in their daily lives. If your business cares about quality customers, look to KRVS. Call 337-482-1437 to find out how to promote your business on KRVS.
Welcome back to Discover Lafayette. This is Jan Swift, and I'm here with Mark Mouton of Insurance Resource Group, and we're talking about health insurance and health cost in Acadiana.
Exciting topic.
Yeah. It's kind of a dry topic that hits us all. It impacts every family that I know. So we took a break, and we were about to talk about other things people can do. I'm familiar with healthcare, I guess, savings accounts. Mm-hmm. What are you recommending that businesses do, no matter what their size, to keep the cost down?
Well, one way to bring down the premium or the monthly cost of insurance is to shift more of the cost to the insured. Not always doesn't always go well with the employees, but I think employees now understand that it's not the $250 deductible, 100% to whatever. So what a lot of business owners are doing now, they're taking advantage of the component within the Affordable Care Act and the tax code called the Health Savings Account, or an HSA. And by electing this, employers reduce their premium, obviously increase the cost to the employee, but allow for a savings account to be set up for that employee, for him or her to do is whatever they please. You can pay for dental visits. You can pay for orthodontic treatment. If you have children and you want to set aside money, you can do it that way. Eyeglasses, eye examinations, anything for your health care. And it's deductible to
it's
the employee.
Deductible. It's not taxable.
No.
And does that roll over from year to year?
It does. And depending on whether you're a single at around $2,800, don't hold me to the numbers. They just changed for 2018-19 and about $6,300 for a family. So that money then goes in off the top. It's a top-of-the-line deduction off of your income. The money goes in. It accumulates on a tax-deferred basis and does roll over. So if you have young children, it's the greatest, you can afford to do it. You don't have to put the whole $60-something hundred, but it's the greatest component for setting aside money on a tax-favorable basis and then giving you the cash to be able to go in and negotiate the procedure.
So to clarify, the employer puts up the money.
The employer can put it up on a group plan, mm-hmm. and an individual can set it aside
on their own plan. And so I can decide throughout the year if I want to get my eyes checked, have my teeth straightened, my children's teeth straightened,
glasses,
things that may not be covered by a typical PPO plan.
And business owners are also given another corridor for savings, and it's called an HRA, which is a health reimbursement account, which means that the employee would then submit, employee incurs and pays the claim, and then submits that claim to an administrator for reimbursement. So the employer then puts the parameters in and says, look, your card's going to show a $3,000 or $4,000 deductible, but you're really only responsible for the first $1,000. Mm-hmm. And anything above that, you're going to be able to submit and get reimbursed. And the savings by doing that is significant. And so in essence, the employer is also kind of assuming some risk, mm-hmm. if you will. But as I said, given the economic, especially on the energy side, employers are willing to do that and to take that.
So it's just a shift in focus in how we pay for things. The money's still being invested and probably still being spent, but maybe a little bit more judiciously. I know we had a recent experience. We know someone, 26-year-old, that rolled off her family's plan, mm-hmm. and she's working at a small firm, and the premium is probably about $800-something a month.
Unbelievable.
So someone like that that's in excellent health, that really has no claims, no history of problems, that money could be shifted in the way that it's expended.
Very much so, and that's the other thing. I mean, you look at a 26-year-old. Most 26-year-olds, mm-hmm. not in all cases, but most of them are healthy. And $800 a month for a, I don't know what's the deductible, $3,000 or $4,000.
Probably so.
So you pay the $800 a month in premium. Mm-hmm. Then, God forbid, if something does happen, you're out the $3,000, $4,000 mm-hmm. plus the coinsurance part of it as well. So you really have to wonder. How many claims are generated on a 26-year-old for that kind of premium?
So for young people like that, can they buy something where they just have a very high deductible?
Sure.
Like, is that called reinsurance? Can you explain that?
Well, it's not really reinsurance. It has to be a plan filed with the Department of Insurance, mm-hmm. here in Louisiana, and sort of underwritten, if you will, by a carrier. And we don't have that many choices in Louisiana for a whole lot of reasons. That's probably for another.
I'm hoping
another
barriers
show.
Go down where we can shop nationwide.
Well,
at
it
some
would
point.
Be nice, and mm-hmm. and there were some efforts in this Congress and in the previous Congress to make those changes, and unfortunately, it didn't happen. Where you could actually go and buy a plan in another state, as well as the association-based plans, or where like businesses could get together and pool their resources and really build a plan that's beneficial. Give a choice. Say, allow the employer to say, we're going to offer this plan, and it's going to cost you $50 a month. Mm-hmm. And if you want to buy a better benefit plan, you do so, but that cost is going to be an extra $300 a month. And we always ask the question, and people do it. People are concerned. They want that $15 off as copay. They want to pay $350 or $400 a month more to be able to go
save
in twice
money.
A year and pay $25
for
something.
It feels good, Mark.
Well, of course it does. And let me tell you, it feels good to the insurance companies. They make a ton on that. The PPOs are a whole lot versus just calling the physician on the phone. Anyway, find out what the procedure is and don't let them take your money like that.
Right. Last year I had the real pleasure when I worked with Upper Lafayette. We put on a conference with local hospitals, mm-hmm. Lafayette General and Our Lady of Lourdes, and they were showing us the latest telemedicine techniques where you can actually be at home and you can either call in if you want to go to the walk-in clinic instead of the emergency room, see how long the wait is, or even have the nurse or doctor examine you from the luxury of your own home without getting out if you're really sick. And I'm hoping that we'll see just a real focus on some of these new trends, because the way it is, it's not sustainable for most of us.
It doesn't work. And, mm-hmm. and you know, when you look at 3 and 4 hour waits in the ER, we're very, very close to that issue. Mm-hmm. And we've got some ownership on both,
right.
both the hospitals in that issue. And, you know, people, you know, with their feet hanging off of a stretcher for 24 hours just to find a room in a hospital. Mm-hmm. That's not what it's about. That's not healthcare delivery. That's a paint by numbers a setup where you're just we're just sort of waiting in line. But that's what we've done. We said, you know, you're sick, you go to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. So all the new things, the apps, there are a ton of apps now where you can actually. I saw one where. He had a pacemaker implanted. This is a physician at breakfast on yesterday morning. So he lays in a certain position on a pillow and transmits his cardiac data via the internet.
Isn't that great?
Without having to go in. We've got a physician group clients now that are doing offshore telemedicine. Mm-hmm. There's been discussion now about how to deliver it locally. You know, could, for example, a Acadian ambulance, could a Acadian ambulance send somebody out to your home to diagnose something? Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be seeing all kinds of new partnerships because people don't want to be made obsolete. I mean, costs can't be sustained in the manner that they are right now. But I do know that there's a real focus locally.
Nationally, to work together
where all the healthcare providers can be more efficient and make sure that they deliver services that they want to deliver.
And you want to see that. Growing up in Lafayette, you know, as mm-hmm. I did, the doctors went to both hospitals, and it's not the case anymore. Excuse me. There's a really sort of a division with those providers. Excuse me again. I don't know if that's necessarily the best way to go about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I still like the old Lafayette. I remember the old Hamilton Medical Group. And quite honestly, we're sort of swinging back to that pendulum and swinging back now. The hospitals are now hiring physicians direct to sort of be the one-stop shop. And anything where the community can be made healthier, mm-hmm. Anything where the community in Lafayette can receive the top-notch care, and we've got it. I mean, we've got some great, great providers here.
We do.
We just need to find a way to lower that cost.
You know, John, my husband, his mother, Betty Swift, lives in Lake Charles, and she's 95 now. Mm-hmm. And she's in pretty good shape, you know, but she lives in an assisted living. And I think in Lake Charles, I don't know if we have them here, but there was a doctor that would make house calls, as they say. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was so excited about hearing about the telemedicine, because not only can it cut down costs, but it is like a home visit for somebody. If you've got a sick child or a mother who's elderly and, you know, getting out of the assisted living is really disruptive. It makes her feel out of sorts. And to have these type of advancements, I think, is going to help all of us, from our youngest, from our children that we don't want to bring out and get them exposed to other sick kids, to our elderly that need to be taken care of.
I don't see that the millennial generation, clearly that's not us, but I don't see them standing for mm-hmm. just the way that it's being done. And I hate to use the word sort of disrupt, But you know, you look at the nurse practitioners and these other allied health professionals that are coming in, the pharmaceuticals, the drug component. Clearly, that's something that has to be mm-hmm. addressed. One of my coworkers has got a condition. Skin sort of eczema, I think, is it? And the prescription's $4,400 a month. To what she pays
on top of her insurance and her mortgage, like we were talking about.
But at some point in time, she pays $50 or $60, and that's what the insurance is for. But mm-hmm. at renewal time, there's going to want to be some cost recovery in that, and that's what's killing the large and small businesses.
Right.
You know, we track them every month now. I've got a partner who's phenomenal. He can tell you about 3 to 4 months out what your rate increase is going to be just by the utilization. So,
you know, I'm hoping we're talking about disrupting things. I'm hoping that our children are the ones that are going to disrupt things, because I think we came up And we had, you know, things were affordable. We could get jobs. We could afford college. Insurance wasn't the issue that it is now. I probably didn't even have insurance looking back. You know, you weren't required to, and I didn't need it until I was probably in my mid-20s and had a position where my employer covered my insurance. But in today's world, kids, they don't have these luxuries. They've got student debt. Things are out of control.
You know, we can go back. I can go back in the files to, 20, 25 years ago and find family coverage at $345 a month. And I know that the movies were a nickel
we walked 4 miles to school.
Right, and in the snow and rain. And my three sons, the physician on the television comes and checks. But there are things. I'd really be sort of forgetful if we didn't talk about the other component, which is reference-based pricing, to where, as an employee, you go to any provider in any hospital, and the provider is paid at a percentage of Medicaid, as is the hospital. So reference-based pricing, just remember, reference-based pricing,
and
I think coming forward, that's going to be one of the new ways to kind of turn this upside down.
Mark, the time has gone by so quickly. I want to thank you, Mark Mouton from Insurance Resource Group, for talking about not only health insurance locally, but some of the issues that we all face. I'm going to be able to write an article to go along with this interview, and I will include some of the things we talked about where we didn't get to
talk. And I'm happy to leave my notes with you and some of the research as well.
Because this is a resource. I'd also like to thank KRVS for hosting Discover Lafayette today. For this program and all of Discover Lafayette's programs, you can also go to discoverlafayette.net, and you can also subscribe to this on iTunes. On behalf of Discover Lafayette, I'm Jan Swift. Thank you for listening.